Chillax, a podcast where we listen to this album, talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today's episode is slightly different. I'm not going to go to the Ask Singapore subreddit. I'm not going to be talking about some other people's question. And I'm also not going to be talking about, specific topics that is like happening in my life. Anything that is like deep, sad, or whatever shit it is lah. Today's episode is more generic, I guess, just more of a sharing of things that I've seen recently that's interesting. Bits and pieces of mundane things, bits and pieces of like just thoughts about certain things, I would say. So it's just very random, I would say lah. But I've kind of listed down a list of like, you know, different topics that I kind of thought of. And I just gonna just talk about every single one of them. Yeah, so here goes, I suppose. Okay, so what happened recently was I've been seeing quite a fair bit of, or I noticed quite a fair bit of old people. I don't know whether it's that a lot, but it's just maybe these old people stand out like around the neighborhood, and it's very obvious, I would say. And I never really thought much about it, like, you know, these old people just walk slowly and they just go about their way doing their own things, nothing much, nothing special, just old people. And it just happened today that there's this realization, you know, that it dawned on me. I always notice that they are trying to walk slowly, or, you know, get from point A, like from the HDB flat to the shopping mall, trying to do something, trying to get to point A to point B. And I never thought much about it until like recently today, when I went for my dinner at a kopitiam at the top floor of the shopping mall. Then I saw this auntie that I sometimes see her walk, trying to get across the traffic light slowly. Sometimes I see her sitting at a void deck, like, not really void deck, my place don't really have a void deck, but I realized there's not a lot of void deck left, right, for newer like HDBs or certain places, like, you know, the HDBs don't have void deck. But I mean, I see her now and then sitting at the benches underneath, like, you know, the HDB, just resting. And I saw her today while I was having dinner, like, I was trying to walk to Kopitiam. Then I saw her just sitting somewhere near the Kopitiam, and she was trying to eat some chi chong fun or something. I didn't really catch what she was eating, and I noticed that. Then it kind of dawned on me that, you know, the previous times where I see other old people, there's another old uncle that also, you know, I noticed quite a fair bit. He always, also it's similar to the auntie, trying to get from point A to point B, from the HDB to the shopping mall. And I think I've seen them for quite some time already. And you can see that the last I remember, like the earliest memory of them, is they were already quite old to begin with, but at that time they were still, I don't know, healthy to some extent. They are mobile, they can move. Not to the extent where, like, you know, you are old already, you cannot move. You don't really see much difficulty, my earliest memory of them. And then I kind of realized, hey, throughout time, throughout the years, they become slower and slower. You can see that they are struggling to get past, like trying to cross the road. They slowly walk, like very slow, like really old people walking like that. Like it's the stereotypical old people walking. And when I see this auntie eating, and then at the same time, I always see this uncle trying to just walk all the way to the shopping mall to get some groceries. Yeah, I notice the uncle always tries to, you know, get some groceries. And this auntie, I see her just trying to go to the mall, sometimes walking around the mall, sitting, resting. And this time around, I see her sitting there eating, right? Then you kind of realize, like, the whole point here is, this realization is, these old people are just trying to, I don't know, maintain some semblance of a normal life. some semblance of control and autonomy, because I kind of put myself in their shoes. It's like, dang, you can't really control when you're getting old, but looking at them struggling to just get across, trying to go about their day life. I mean, I'm making assumptions here, but I imagine myself being that old, just trying to get back some sort of control in my life. I want to be able to be independent. That's the most important thing, right? Like, shit, when you're old, you don't really have that independence anymore. Kind of sucks. It sucks, man. Just struggling to do your regular stuff. And that is the moment, you know. Today, after dinner, I saw her sitting there. That really dawned on me. It's like, wow, what the heck, man? Like, eventually I'm going to grow old, and that's going to be me. And that's going to be tough, man, to stomach. And even at that point, I'm just wondering, if my brain is aware enough to, I'm quite sure my brain is aware enough to take note of this, right? To notice this, and it's like, dang. I suppose your brain kind of, I don't know, does it get better? It kind of degrades over time, right? I mean, but I'm still able to notice it. Just feels kind of like, not that great, I guess. That's part of old age. And I don't know, man. It's just a feeling of mortality, you know? Like, you're gonna die eventually, you're gonna grow old. Yeah, getting old is tough, man, I guess. And I don't know, I'm just wondering, like, at the end of the day, how would my life look like? I'm kind of like, one-third or even half of my life throughout, like halfway through my life already, alright, if you think about it. If you're near your 30s, you're probably gonna be halfway through your life. Because you sometimes see news of people dying at 60 plus. So it kind of, your timer starts ticking once you hit about 50, 60s. And you realize you're already halfway there already. Kind of sad. I remember talking about this in other episodes. But I think that's something that I realized. But besides that, just some regular updates. I realized, you know, these few days, these few weeks, this month, just didn't really have much motivation. Feeling, I wouldn't say lost, but it's just empty. And previously I was doing push-ups, like what I mentioned, just trying to create the discipline, the habit to do push-ups like every day, slowly increasing, getting to 100 push-ups, trying to do from doing the female ones first to get my body used to this push-up motion, then to the male version without the knees touching the floors. But then I realized I haven't been very consistent, and at this point it's kind of tough to get a gym membership. I mean, it's kind of expensive, $100 plus a month, and if I don't have this habit, it's a bit hard to justify trying to get the membership, because you need that discipline, right? Otherwise I'm wasting money, which is absolutely terrible. I at least need to go two times to get some worth out of it. One time is a bit too little. I'm paying like so much, man. If you divide $100 like four times once a week, she's like, what the heck, that's expensive. At least two times a week, which is $10 per trip, which is fine, I guess. But hearing my friend, like, who also got a membership like at Anytime Fitness, that is like the more common one, right, the popular one that is paid, that is more expensive than Active SG, but one of the cheapest one in terms of, like, you know, non-government kind, private kind. And he said he saw, like, you know, a lot of people taking videos of themselves, then he realized, oh fuck, I think Anytime Fitness has become too popular already. And you know, I just want to go gym and get out of, and gym finish and get it over with. I don't deal with people. I don't want people to disturb me. And seeing my friend say that, I was like, shit, man. And I heard other cases of my colleagues as well who went to Anytime Fitness, and they say, even during peak periods, you can also, there's also a lot of people at Anytime Fitness, because it's just so, it's one of the cheapest one, right? And realize like, wow, you know, those company that provides some sponsorship in terms of gym membership is the best, because you can kind of like narrow that gap, right? Narrow that gap in the sense where like you can go for expensive gym, but pay the price of like your typical Anytime Fitness or even cheaper. And this expensive gym in town and all this, like what, Fitness First or I forgot what other kind of fitness. Oh, what is that? Virgin Active or whatever. It's damn expensive, but you are paying for that lack of people, that availability of equipment, the no need to go and deal with all this, so many people, right? Overcrowdedness. Because I feel that, like, you know, this kind of, the cheaper ones are getting very overcrowded, right? And I really hate people, and I really hate interacting. Like, I don't like to queue. I mean, unless it's for special occasions. Yeah, so gym membership, yes. Probably need to get back to doing push-ups. I think maybe it's just a mood thing. I'm affected a lot by my mood, I realize. And because recently I'm not really feeling the best, so I don't know, I just didn't have the motivation. And I know that, you know, I need to push through. No matter I feel bad, sad, happy, whatever emotions, I should always do it to build that habit, right? But I think I've been affected by my mood, so that's that. And I think regarding mood, I'm also not feeling any, like what I mentioned just now, there's just this void in life. Maybe it's the this particular month of the year, or maybe it's just work, maybe it's just life. Just feel like, I mean, it's one of those days where you think about, is this all there is to life? I feel empty. I need some sort of excitement, but I'm not exactly sure what kind of excitement I want. I'm not quite sure. I need some change, but what kind of changes I want as well. Hard to know, hard to tell. But I just feel like there's a void and there's more to life. And I want to feel happy. Like, I know, you know, you can't really feel excitement, happy all the time. You just need to be contented, be grateful. Like, you know, life is not always like ups, alright? Like, constant agitation, excitement, high emotions. It doesn't work that way. But I'm just looking for that. I've been missing that for quite some time. And I don't know why. Like, how do I get that? You know, experience something like that, right? But speaking about excitement, I think some excitement, little bit of excitement would be like, you know, going to KL. I'm going to KL soon with my friends, like the ones that I went with Taiwan. Should be quite fun. I think about two nights or one night. So it'll be interesting to see how KL is like. I've never been to KL before, only been to JB. Then also going to Australia soon, in about 2 to 3 months time. I think Australia is probably one of the more important ones, I would say. Excitement, I haven't truly feel it yet, but I'm not quite sure whether I got mentioned about Australia. I think I got mentioned before, but the significance of it, alright? Because, you know, I think recently I kind of realized like, oh, I'm really going to Australia, you know? At first I thought I just go to Australia, see my friends, it's fine, it's cool, good opportunity, right, to go there, drink coffee or so. Then I realized the milestone and the significance of going to Australia, it wasn't any country, it was Australia. And I remember back then when I was young, where I, you know, during Chinese New Year, occasionally we'll hang out with like my cousins, my mother's side cousin, and particularly this aunt that married this engineer. That's what I understand. And you know, when you are back then, when you are a degree holder, you earn quite a fair bit, and especially engineer, you are the king, man. You are earning so much, and they are able to buy a landed property, a bungalow for cheap, and they are relatively, I would say, well off, and they have, you know, all their daughters are relatively, not really relatively, they are all very smart. And I realized, you know, my family, like my siblings, even myself, I think we have this potential to, we are quite smart, but it's just that the environment wasn't there. And perhaps, you know, I'm just blaming on the environment where I could have taken control. But I realize in this kind of situation, environment matters more. And seeing them, you know, having the best education, the best environment, tuition, everything, they were able to go to Raffles, they were able to go to NUS High, all very established, right? And, you know, they can study overseas as well, which is fantastic. And I remember this very vivid memory, or this thing that stood out, was they were able to go to Australia a couple of times, like maybe once every year, And when I saw them taking the pictures of them being in Australia, bringing back gifts for us, and I see it's like, wow, I wish I can go to Australia. And back then, there's this whole, I don't know, like white people worshipping or white country worshipping, in the sense that, yeah, if you're able to go to this kind of Western countries, yeah, relatively rich. If you're poor, then you go to Malaysia. If you're poor, you stay in Singapore or you go to Genting, right? And seeing them going to Australia was like, wow, I don't think I'll ever be able to go there. And that kind of, you know, there's a certain sense of jealousy. There's a certain sense of sadness, like I can't go. And then it just kind of mounting sadness, right? Because you see them going to Australia, then you see, oh, their parents, all family have their own problem, but you see, oh, more well off. Then you see my own family, not well off, parents quarreling, don't even understand the impact of this kind of argument, quarreling on their child, don't give a shit, whatever. I mean, they give a shit about their child, of course, but then couldn't even fathom the fact that this kind of thing is have negative impacts, right? But just Australia on its own, it was like, I remember that feeling, it's like, ah, I wish I could go to Australia. I wish I was rich enough to go to Australia. Then I realized, like, dang, now I'm really going to Australia, man. Like, I can go to Australia. I'm going to Australia. I got the tickets. And it's like, ah, is this a life achievement? Is this a milestone? I guess it is. I mean, I'm finally going there. The fact that I have a job, not exactly earning the most, but not exactly earning dog shit as well. I have a degree. I can think. I mean, even though I have childhood trauma, whatever problems, anxiety, nonsense, depression, or whatever shit. I mean, not the worst. It's not the best. Good enough to go Australia. So I'm kind of happy. Happy about that. Pretty happy. Yeah. Kind of satisfied. And I was thinking about, you know, when I was doing research for Australia, looking at what things to do, I realized Australia, right? Like, for me, I like to buy things, I like to eat. And Australia doesn't really have like a local kind of cuisine. You know, all you think of, I mean, if you think about it, it's just fish and chips. They don't really have like as much widespread of a cuisine like Taiwan, Malaysia. I mean, if you think Taiwan, you got beef noodles, braised pork rice, night market, all this kind of interesting food, right? But Australia, when I did my research, it was like nothing, man. Like, they're just fish and chips, and then the rest is just a amalgamation of different Western foods here and there, and also Asian foods. And I was like, ah, there really isn't any local food kind of thing. It's a very different kind of experience as compared to something that I'm more familiar with, like Thailand, Bangkok, Malaysia, Taiwan. There's always certain things to do, certain things to eat, certain things to buy. But Australia is just so different. It's like, it's different in the sense where there's no convenience store. It's not as convenient, I would say. There's not much of a local kind of food kind of situation, right? It's a different kind of local food, I would say. So that was interesting, just doing research, trying to figure out what am I supposed to do in Australia, and especially, you know, going to Perth, where I realized there's really nothing to do. When I was doing my research and my colleagues tell me like it's just very scenic stuff, then I was like, oh, I'm not used to this. I need to kind of figure out how to enjoy this. And I can enjoy this to some extent when you look at like nice scenic stuff. Can definitely, I mean, you see this on pictures, being able to see this in person is much better. And having, you know, experience it. I think one of those times was like in Phuket. Phuket had one of those huge rock formations. It was amazing. Like seeing that, it just feels like, you know, the world is bigger than you. It probably is that kind of feeling that I need to learn to enjoy instead of just looking to buy stuff, eat stuff, right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's roughly the things I want to talk about. I think there really isn't anything else. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. A little different. I mean, we talk about different stuff. Hopefully, I mean, if you guys like it, I don't know. There really is any way for you to feedback, right? But I do enjoy this kind of, like, this episode. Maybe I will do this kind of things, like this format, more in the future. No need to keep going to Reddit or talk about your own talk about specific things like one topic, right? Yeah. Anyway, if you guys have been enjoying this podcast, consider checking out the Patreon page. You know, you can subscribe, you can support this channel for as cheap as like a day being like $2 only. And this will go a long way in terms of keeping this podcast alive and keep me motivated. Yeah. So I'll see you guys next time.